Welcome on board, everyone.
Thank you.
Welcome on board L'Austral. So, Johanna at the main lounge.
Christelle is guest relations for the tour ship and greets our group of 10 Petersburg residents with a warm smile.
Discovering with this beautiful city of Petersburg and beautiful place of Alaska.
It's a pretty fancy mega yacht that's 4 years old, part of a new fleet of ships owned by the French company called Pono. And passengers are paying for it. A week-long trip through Alaska this summer starts at $6,000. Inside, the color scheme is whites and neutrals, with leather furniture and wood trim. Even the standard rooms have king-sized beds, which impress the visitors.
Look at all this space.
Oh, there's two bathrooms.
Two bathrooms, king-sized bed, two large closets for all of it.
There's a two-story sculpture that depicts raindrops made of hundreds of crystals. There's a spa that smells like perfume, a dance floor for live music events, and a dining hall for formal evenings.
And here we have a theater, a really nice theater, where we have shows during the evening, lectures also during the day.
The ship is parked in front of Petersburg, which is an unusual sight. Smaller cruise ships this size show up on occasion, but the town never gets large ones. It can't. There's just not enough room for them to maneuver. The water in front of town, called the Wrangell Narrows, resembles a large river. It's a channel between Mitkoff and Kuprinoff Islands, and it's known for its tides, which can create strong currents. Today, the conditions were just right for this large ship to park.
Here we are. Welcome on the bridge.
Thank you.
Welcome.
In the bridge, Captain Jean-Philippe Lemaire greets the tour group.
We enjoy an amazing whale watching this morning, exactly what we are looking for.
The captain brought the ship into the Narrows this time because the water was calm and the tides were in his favor.
And I guess you have not so much cruise ship in Petersburg. That's mean is why we are here. Mm-hmm. It's just the reason that we are here, because our concept is to be able to go where the other one can go. That means all the big monsters, let them go to Ketchikan, Juneau, and all the place. Because it's really our concept as a small cruise ship, to be able to give another experience to our passengers.
Although the ship takes regular cruises to places like the Caribbean and Japan, it also takes expeditions to the Amazon River and around the ice floes of Antarctica and the Arctic. They have a dozen zodiacs which they take out from the ship for impromptu excursions. Lemaire says they pride themselves on their stewardship of nature. They have a dozen expedition staff on board, including 10 naturalists. Petersburg, being a small community on an Alaskan island, is just the type of places clientele want to visit.
They are looking for how is the life here in a small community, you know, on the middle of nowhere, as on an island, and in the winter, you know. You need to give more than just a nice landscape and a nice excursion. The people enjoy a lot to feel a warm welcome of a community, to feel that all the community have a true smile and not just something too commercial.
The French ship is also scheduled to visit Juneau, Ketchikan, Haines, and Skagway this summer. In Petersburg, I'm Angela Denning.